Good morning, folks. Welcome into the swamp. Todd's playing a little the Van Perry Glen Campbell song. Hey! It's November 30th, 2023. Interesting you played a Glen Campbell song, because in 1968 he started a 5-week run with Wichita Lineman. No, that's not the song, but hey, there you go. He was driving through those telephone poles.
He is a lineman for the county.
Hey, well, what you know today is a little rainy morning.
Rainy days and Thursdays, I'm not going to let it get me down. Hey, I'm going to tell you, Van Perry, old Kimberly picking there with her brothers, that's a pretty good, compliment to Glen Campbell song. That's somebody's picking that banjo pretty nice. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, the squirrels are saying, okay, we've been hauling these, you know, storing up, they're gung-ho for the winter.
Yep,
that's a good book to read, by the way. Gung-ho.
Yep, one of my favorites.
And then you gotta go and they say, we kind of liked it when it was cool but not cold, but it's okay today. I just want you to know that Dallas Cowboy would be on TV tonight on Amazon, whatever. We don't plug, but it's not on regular stations.
Well, now that you brought that up, actually something I was going to talk about, because we are now on the streaming.
Oh, we're streamed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to teach Todd for how to do it.
Yeah.
But, we're getting rid of the old cable or whatever that is, you know, the other thing that plugs into the wall.
Whatever you bought yesterday, it's old.
It's obsolete.
Yeah.
And anyway, so now we're on the Hulu, ESPN, and we got Amazon because the Gardner's on that. That's right. So we will watch the Cowboys tonight if we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at this time of year, people talk about, we know we changed the time back, but Thanksgiving, I turned my scale back 10 pounds. Well, this snake in, I wonder where they were. Snake catcher in South Australia was in this woman's scale, bathroom scale.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it said, this little fellow must have been concerned about his weight.
Yeah, he felt like he felt something pressing on his mind.
Yeah. Mm. So the homeowner theorized the snake must have hitched a ride inside the house with a mop that had previously been left outside. He was released back into the wild at a safe distance from the home. He said, "Don't y'all know it took all day to get me here? God damn it."
But let me tell you this. Seems like when you do stuff on Australia, there's some critters involved. Now, I'm talking about
wild animals.
Yeah.
You got to watch out.
A Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Love that movie. 1 and 2. Yeah.
All right. It's first Monday weekend.
It is.
Go get you a corn dog.
With mustard.
Yep. That's right.
If you get with ketchup, you might want to get some medical advice. Or maybe mental health.
What do they say on your nutrition tips? Like, call your health provider.
Oh, yeah. They'll be glad to tell you. Punch one. Blah, 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 blah. Punch two. Blah, 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 blah. Punch three. Blah, 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 blah. Punch 455,603.
Blah, blah, blah. Please listen carefully, for some of our prompts have changed.
Progress.
All right, not only is it first Monday weekend, but in Maybank, they're having an outlaw barbecue competition. It's the championship.
Yeah.
And
The swappers may make an appearance.
Might have to.
Just go down there and smell.
Yeah.
Go bring in toys. I said tight smell.
Yeah. Gotta take something.
That's right.
Yeah. tomorrow and Saturday. We're waiting. We're kind of trying to figure out the times on that. Eating time, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, let's venture out to Virginia, where this woman had to visit her local pharmacy to get a prescription. And she was feeling a lot better after she won $1 million picking up a lotto ticket.
Wow. Man, yeah. I bet that pepped her up. I don't know what her prescription was.
Yeah.
But it was for maybe for B12. Probably didn't need it after that.
I doubt it. All right, so people come up with all this stuff about eating and flavors for the holiday and all that. So I got a couple new things we're putting out there. How's this sound? Mac and cheese, no cheese. Kraft's new mac and cheese is ditching the cheese and going vegan. So on the box it says mac and cheese, not cheese.
Okay. Wow.
That's the reason I eat it.
Hey, old brother, it's okay. Is it cheese and mac and cheese? But one thing about it, there's going to be some cheese involved,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Hey, give me some of that, Mac. excuse me, my name's not Mac. I want some mac.
I want some mac and cheese. And I got you. I like Grandma made those big fat noodles in the pan. The cheese would kind of burn on the edges.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's good. She wouldn't be putting up with a no cheese mac and cheese.
Nah. Wow.
That's like the chocolate sundae with no chocolate.
That's right.
Well, so like I was saying, they're special flavors. They do all that pumpkin stuff for some reason and like wear it out. I saw even some dog treats were pumpkin spice. So I was like, well, I don't know how we know they like that. But anyway, soda brands, at least the big two in Coca-Cola and PepsiCo, they have added cranberry for the season. And then they've done a winter spice cranberry Sprite. And this is what I liked because they do this whole article, which I didn't read the whole thing. I stopped after it said secret flavor Fanta promotion. If it's secret, how are we supposed to know about it? How are they going to get any sales?
I don't know.
Well, it's a secret.
Oh. That's
so,
right.
Yeah. Just whoever came up with that one, that's a good idea, pal.
The people come up with secrets. Hey, don't say this to anybody. Okay, you done messed up already by using that if you're going to tell somebody not to say it to anybody. It's like you put stuff out in your driveway out there by the road. It says free stuff. Stays there forever. If you put stuff, $5 or any kind of price on it, it'll get stolen.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
All right. Like I said yesterday, the girls basketball, they're at an Athens tournament this weekend. Starts tonight. The boys are at Midlothian Heritage. Go check out some round ball.
Dribble, pass, shoot, shoot. Defense.
And in the music world, 2003, a block of East 2nd Street in New York City was officially renamed Joey Ramone Place. It's where he once lived with bandmate Dee Dee Ramone. And apparently it's Joey Ramone Place was New York City's most stolen sign.
Well, there you go.
So they moved it to 20 feet above ground level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And if it keeps getting stolen, you know, there's some big people roaming around out there. Yeah.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Johnny Tim, watch him get married. Johnny Carson show back in 1969.
Well, in 96.
With me.
1996, he died from a heart attack on stage while playing Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
With his ukulele.
Yeah.
Tiptoe.
He was in Minnesota, in Minneapolis.
Yeah. With me.
The 1982 Michael Jackson's Thriller album was released. Spent 190 weeks on the UK album chart. Biggest selling pop album of all time.
I'll tell you, man, that'll get you rolling. May have a hard time sleeping after you watch it. But what? You know. about a little honey?
How about that?
Honey. Boom, boom, boom. Thank you, Father. Well, anyway, honey's a sweet, excuse me, food substance made by honeybees and some other bees. Now, I don't know. We got honeybees and other bees.
Yeah.
Hey, help us out, will you? Hey, you, other, over here. All right. Bees produce honey from the sugary secretions of plants or from secretions of other insects, such as honeydew, by regurgitating enzymatic activity and water evaporation. Hey, don't pay attention to that.
Yeah, makes it sound a lot more appealing after you tell us that.
Well, here we go. This is what they'll do for you and to you. Honey is effective in reducing the risk of cancer and other chronic diseases. Chronic, long time. It contains antioxidants such as phytochemicals, flavonoids, and ascorbic acid. These help in reducing oxidative stress by fighting free radicals. Free radicals. Free radicals. No, don't free them. Get rid of them. Honey contains fructose, a sugar that is considered healthier than table sugar, and it can be a safe alternative for diabetic patients. Honey is a natural antimicrobial agent. It contains compounds such as hydrogen peroxide and glucose oxidase and has a low pH, and it can help to kill harmful bacteria in the body. Wow. Honey. Hey, you know what? They would put it in this and that. You know, I like to put honey in my oatmeal. I got from the He Company, you know, He Honey. And get local honey, wherever you are, moderate it. But even though it's all that good for you, it's made by things that's just buzzing around because you can't ever ruin honey. Honey's there. It's also in the Bible. It tells about honey. But there can sometimes be possible
side effects.
Honey can cause gastrointestinal irritation. This is normally caused by exposure to Clostridium botulinum spores. I tell you what, if I ever see any of them walking around,
yeah,
you give them some respect. Yeah. Side effects might include wheezing, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, weakness, and excessive perspiration. Okay, why does the word moderation come up again? I don't know. Consumption of large amounts of honey might lead to abnormal rise in blood sugar. This is because honey has large amounts of sugar and carbohydrates. Honey makes you think of sugar, you know. Excessive consumption of honey may lead to weight gain. So is excessive fast food eating. Oh, the high content of sugar, calories, carbohydrates may add to weight gain. I said I use fast foods because they're loaded with sugar and salt. Thought I'd bring that up. I know some people going, I gotta have. Okay, I got you. Honey can promote tooth decay. 82% of honey is made up of sugar and is basically sticky in nature. It might stick to the surface of the teeth, facilitating for tooth decay. You know, here you go. That's why we come up with toothpaste, toothbrush, or water to gargle or wash your mouth out or whatever. All right. And you don't even have to do honey. You get all those issues without doing honey.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what's recommended, that at least 6 teaspoons of honey should be consumed per day and 10 tablespoons per week. 1 teaspoon contains 6 grams of sugar. Therefore, excessive consumption might lead to serious health problems. Moderation. Take your tablespoon a day and go get it. Also builds up your immune system, and it helps you for the area you live in fight against allergies. Because it's like getting a shot in the arm of, you know, virus. Does that kind of make a point?
Makes
Do we understand
point.
That? whatever the environment is right there, your bees get into those flowers, and then you get the honey that the bees make from around your area, and you eat that honey, and you'll build up immunity to the things that you get allergic to where you stay. Just thought we'd bring that up. Oh, honey. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Dr. Cooper's, did about 8 points about better living. And I said, we're going to highlight some of them. And one of the things to do to get a little bit better in our world, health-wise, make healthy food choices most of the time. Keyword, most of the time. And this is what we're Dr. Cooper's people come up with. We like to say it's about moderation, not to deprive yourself of something. Or eat healthy 80% of the time and have that cookie the other 20% of the time. We know that's a big bite to swallow. So what's the first step to build healthy nutrition habits? We'd say eat more fruit and vegetables daily. There is an adage, 5 is fine, but 9 is divine. That's talking about servings. 1 serving is a half a cup of fruits and veggies to consume every day. If you're not getting 5 servings in a day, start there, then work your way to 9. Research shows that by doing this, you can lower your blood pressure and cholesterol and are at a lower risk of stroke, heart failure, osteoporosis, and kidney stones. Again, that is from Dr. Cooper's Aerobic Center, which, you know, if you pay attention to us, that we are disciples of. Also, we have some household tips and tricks from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
All right.
We got started yesterday on how to get rid of bad smells. And we today, neutralize odors in the kitchen and bathroom. I think one way you can stop the bathroom odors is to put the sign, like most businesses do, out of order on the door. Oh. Anyway, here we go. Most folks know that keeping an open box of plain baking soda in the refrigerator will neutralize bad odors. Arm & Hammer's, they're the ones that's helping you out there. Sprinkle some into the bottom of the trash can and into the trash bag itself for similar results. You know, they even have Arm & Hammer trash bags. And you can get down the trash bags. Different companies got the little scent in them.
Yep, they do.
Wow. Well, yeah, because we don't want to just constantly be irritated by things. All right. Half a cup of baking soda and 2 quarts of water and soft cloth or brush also work well for cleaning the fridge, as well as scrubbing down and freshening the tub, tiles, sinks, drains, trash cans, and toilet bowls. For stronger disinfecting properties, scrub with a strong vinegar solution. All right. A little later on, some future podcasts, we'll tell you about some more things to help neutralize odors in the kitchen and the bathroom.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I'm just telling you.
Does it say anything about Sadie's gas?
Wow. That little puppy. She can put one up on you.
It was Sadie, my Chorky, yeah. Chihuahua, Yorkie.
That'd be her. All right, here's a little quote of the day. No one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of another. Oh, Charles Dickens.
Me.
Yeah.
Good author.
Who did he play for?
Tar Heels.
I thought he did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all I got to multiply, subtract, and divide. And all that. It's going to be here at Oak Grove. Traffic's moving pretty good out there on the road. But the little off and on rain is kind of working its way east. So get ready if you're down in south of Palestine, Texas, and maybe east of Canton, which is First Monday.
Yep.
Starts today, unofficially today.
Yep.
Official tomorrow. Weather's going to be pretty cleared out for all that. And, you know, what's going on in the country of Ireland, I don't know, but we appreciate you.
Yeah. Hope it's all right out there. Y'all can read the Gent Library. Let us know what you think, as long as it's good. Thanks for listening to Retired Coach and His Kid.
Hey, if you feel like you need to go somewhere, might want to stop in and get a lotto ticket.
Hey.
Or a scratch up.
Yeah.
You never know. Oh, I need something for my stomach. Oh, I think I'll buy this scratch up. $1 million. Hey, here you go. I'm a retired coach.
I'm his kid.
Let's make it count.
Just gentle on my mind.